Beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalad, we are up to Sif Gimel, which is the top of page Kuf Mem Ches, the page following 294. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Kol Shehizbalu V'kulam Bikiyam Batfila, a tzibur that davened, the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and they all knew how to daven, Afal Pikein Yerich Liatzibur V'chozer L'Hizbalu, even so, the chazan goes down and does chazar hashatz, kedei lekayim takonos chachamim, in order to fulfill the takona of the chachamim. So even though the takona was really meant for those who are not bekiyim, that they don't know how to daven, but even in a shul where everyone knows how to daven, the takona still stands and you still have to say chazar hashatz. Says the Ramah, v'im yesh yechidim bakol shemarichim b'tfilosam, if there are individuals in the tzibur that are being lengthy in their silent shemon esrei, ein la shliat tzibur lahamdim aleihem, the chazan does not have to wait for them, afilu hayu chashuvei ha'ir, even if they are the important people in the city, the chazan does not have to wait for them before beginning chazar hashatz. Says the Rama Vaiter, V'cheinim hoyu minyan bebeis ha'kneses, and so too, if a minyan has already arrived in the beis ha'kneses, ein lahamtim al adam choshev o godol shadayin lo ba. You should not wait for an adam choshev or a godol that has not yet come, but rather once the minyan is there, and it's a zman for tefillah, they should start davening. Says the Mishavura in Sifkotan Yud Aleph, Afal pikein yered, even though everyone is bekiyam and tefillah, they should still have a chazan and go down to say chazar hashatz. Ayin le'el b'simen samachtes v'mishabura sifkotan aleph. Sifkotan yudbeis, in order to fulfill the takanos hachomim, shekeshetiknu chachomim sheyasur shilatzibur ha'tefillah, when chazal were mesakin that the shilatzibur should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, lo hitzrichu l'chapes b'chol tefillah achar kol ish v'ish shebebeis ha'kneses. They did not require the chazan to go searching after every tefillah, each person in the shul, im yesha misha enu baki im lav, to find out if there's someone there that didn't know how to daven in order that he should be motzi him or not. Ella, rather, the takana was tiknu sheyi yeshli atzibur chozer hatfilu la'olam. The takana was that there should always be a chazar hashatz. Shema yiya pam achas v'sakneses mi she'enu baki, because maybe one time there will be in the shul someone who doesn't have a daven, v'yotzienu hashatz yedei chavaso. And in that case, the shliat tzibur will be motzi him his chiyuv. So again, you don't have to look and see if there's someone that's not a baki. The takana was to always do it to cover that time when there is a person in shul that does not know how to daven. Sifkotun Yud Gimel goes now, which the Ramah told us, that if there are some individuals in the tzibur that are davening a little lengthy, the shilat tzibur should not wait for them, even if they are the chashuvei ha'ir. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, Mipnei tarach tzibur, that's a tircha l'tzipura if everyone has to wait for that person to finish one esrei before the chazan starts chazar shashatz. The achshav nogu shas shilat tzibur mamten at sheyesayim ha'avbezin as tfiloso. Now the minog is that the chazan in fact does wait for the avbezin to finish his davening or for the rav, Lefisha rov hanoshim mispalim b'merutza, because most people nowadays are davening very quickly. V'hamispalim mila b'mila lo yucha lomer kedusha imatzibur. If you're going to start right when the regular people who are davening quickly finish one esrei, a person who's davening saying every word carefully will not be able to say kedusha with the tzibur. Lochein mamtinim kihem osim shalo kadin. Therefore, we wait for the avbezin or the rov because everyone else that's davening too quickly is not doing the proper thing. Lefikach im ein avbezin ba'ir, and therefore, following this logic, if there is no avbezin in the city or there is no rov, hu adin diamtinu al hamispala mila b'mila. The same thing would apply that we should wait for the before the chazan starts the chazar hashatz for those who are davening mila b'mila. However, if the person is davening too long, then we should not wait for them. Like they said about Rabbi Akiva, that even though when he davened by himself, we said earlier that he would start on one side of the room and end up from all the krios and eshtachavos on the other side of the room. When he would daven with the tzibur, he would daven quickly in order not to be matshiach the tzibur if they were waiting for him. A person who needs to daven a lengthy tefillah and is afraid people are going to be making fun of him, he's able to take his 3 steps back as soon as the chazan starts chazar shashatz, even though he has not yet finished his tefillah, he can take his 3 steps back, and then takes his steps back up, go back to his original place, and finish Shemoneh Esrei. That way, no one knows that he's really still davening. And in all this, if his kavana is l'shem shemayim, then it's going to be okay. Let's take a look at a couple of notes on that Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at note number 20. Ukeshashatz mamtin l'rav keneged ritzono. Let's say there's a rav davening lengthy, and he doesn't want the chazan to. He doesn't want the shliach tzibur to be waiting for him. Va'adavar mafriya l'rav l'chavim mitfiloso. And the rav sees he keeps waiting for him, and it's distracting the rav from his davening. So we learned earlier she'rashi harav lirmos l'ashat shelo yamtin lo. In that case, there would be a heter for the rav to hint to the shliach tzibur not to wait for him and to move on. If we look weiter in note number 22. On that which the Mishaburah said that we wait for the people who are down in Mila B'Mila, but if they're Marich, Ein Lahamtin Olav, V'chein Le'inin HaShlach Tzibur, so too when it comes to the Chazen, Kosa B'Shalan Shivas Harim Migash, Shelo Yarech B'Tviloso B'Lachash, the Chazen should not daven too long, the silence from Esrei, Kedei Shelo Yatrich HaZatzibur, in order that he should not be Matriach HaTzibur, V'Osef, and the Harim Migash adds on, Shem Echad Me'osem Shiyeh Shachriach LaTzibur Lahamtim Lohem Marich Kamohu. However, if there's someone else in the Tzibur, let's say the Rav that they're waiting for anyway, who's being very lengthy, like the Chazen, Ein Olav B'Zeh Avon, then there's no problem with the Chazen davening lengthy, because anyway, he can't start Chazar Shashat till the Rav finishes his silence for Nesrei. Continues note 22, V'im la'rav yesh minyan la'atzmo, if the Rav has his own private minyan, V'yadua she'umara b'tfiloso, and it is known that he davens a lengthy Shmona Esrei. So there the Shalas and Shuvas, his Oru B'tshuva says, She'emutr lo la'harach kadako, there he could daven as lengthy as he wants, it's not a problem of Tircha v'tzibura, Dinam kamisha kiblu aleyam. The din of that shul is as if the people accepted it upon themselves. They could have davened in a different shul, a different minyan. The fact that they're davening there shows that they are makabel on themselves, the fact that they're going to wait for the Rav who davens a lengthy Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Yudalit, on that which the Ramah said that if there was already a minyan in shul, they shouldn't wait for an Adam Choshev or a Gadol that didn't come yet. Ratzlomer means to say, "Afilu im ayidei zel lo yavur zman kriyas shma utfilu." We're talking about a case where the rav or whoever it is coming late, that you don't have to wait for them, even though it's not going to be a problem of missing zman kriyas shma utfilu. The ilav hachi, because if not so, but rather it would be a problem of missing zman kriyas shma utfilu. Afilu biyachidi tzarich lispal kadeish lo yavur zman. Then even if you're by yourself, you have to daven so you don't miss the zman. This chiddush of not waiting for them when there's a minyan there is talking about even if it's not a problem of the zman, still it's a problem of Tircha Litzibura, and therefore you don't have to wait for them. Sivkoton Tezvav Ein Lahamdin. Shekevan Sheesh Azsara Yeshna Shama Shechina. Once you have 10 people there, the Shechina is there. Valmiyam Tinu Od. Who do you have to wait for more? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with the minion, you are good to go. Ukayom Nispashin Haminog Lahamdin Ala Bezdin. But once again, nowadays the minog has evolved that we do in fact wait for the Abezdin to come. Vinira Atam, and it appears that the reason is Mishum da Minog Kayom, the minog is nowadays, Ba'ore Yisrael in the cities of Klai Yisrael, Likboa im Ha'av Bezdin Biyachar Eslumud Achar Atfibla. The minog is that we set up a set limud with the Abezdin after davening. V'im kishi yiskabitz minyan tekef yisbalu, and if when the minyan gathers, immediately they're going to start davening before the Abezdin gets there, yelech achar kakol echa ledarko, then everyone's going to go home afterwards as soon as they finish. V'yugru ma'yidei zeh bitul Torah, as in a cause bitul Torah, because people are not going to be there for the shir afterwards. Ukvius limud shel achar atfilu hu inyan gadol, and having a set limud for the tzibur after davening is a big inyan. Like we learned in the tour, Shulchan Aruch, L'kamon, Simen, Kufnun, Hei, Ein, Shom. U'mikomakom lo ya'achru zman kriyashma utfila b'shvil zeh. However, waiting for the Adam Gadol to come, or the Abezdin, certainly should not cause you to miss zman kriyashma utfila. Kosav el Yerabu, yesh lo laharav lahakdim atzmo lovu lo beisak neses kodem kidei shelo yamtinu alov. From the Rav's point of view, he should make sure that he comes to shul on time so that the tzibur should not be waiting for him. Because even though we just said the minhag is to wait for him, but he should see to it that they do not have to wait for him, so it should not be a tircha de tzibura. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber in Siv Dalud. Kesheshliach tzibur chozer hatfila. When the chazan is repeating Shmona Esrei, hakol yesh lahem lishtok. The tzibur should be silent ulechaven labrocho shemavarech hachazan. And they should have kavana for the brachos that the chazan is saying, v'lanos amen, and they should answer amen. V'im ein tisha mechavnin l'berchosav. And if there aren't 9 people that are being mechavim for the brachos, karov lios berchosav levatola. It's close for the chazan's brachos to be considered brachos levatola. Lochein kol odam yasa atzmo, therefore each person should take it upon himself. Ki ilu ein tisha zulaso, as if there are not 9 people without him. He's absolutely needed for the 9. V'yechavin lebrichas hachazan, and he should have kavana for the brachos of the chazan. Says the Ramah, yesh omrim, there are those who say, shekol ha'om yamdu k'shechozer ha'shliach tzibur ha'tfila. There are those who say that everyone should be standing when the chazan is repeating the Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Tes Zayin. We said when the Chazan is replenished when necessary, everyone should be silent. Hainu. Means to say, Lo mi bayi sha'asa lo mori mashliatzi were kol ha'bracha davi bracha levatala. Needless to say, you can't say along with the Chazan any bracha, that would be considered a bracha levatala. But afilu l'minkar imo ezatevos me'emtso, but even to say with him some of the words in the middle of the bracha, gamkin einachon, that's also inappropriate. The eshlochosh mishum shigur delishna yotzi bracha mipiv, because we're worried because of the flow of the bracha in the person's mouth, he'll end up going weiter and saying too much and saying the bracha, which would be a bracha levatala. The koshekein osam ha-magbiyim kolam u-mezarim ha-mashat davi ki yura. Certainly those who raise their voice and they sing along with the chazan, that would be considered gaiva. V'yesh ligar behem, and one should scream at them. Da-havi ki-kalas rosh, that's like lightheadedness. U-le-inyan isr sikha schulen kosher besiv zayim, the isr of talking words of chulen during chazar shashats, and the seriousness of it, that will be discussed later in siv zayim. Rather, everyone should be silent. They should be mechavim for the brachos the chazan is saying. Sivkodin yud zayin. Al kein yesh lizor milomar tachanunim olumod beis chazar sashat. Therefore, says the Mishabura, one should be careful not to be saying tachanunim or to be learning during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei from the chazan. Vafilu im mechavim lesof habracha lanos amin karoi. Even if while you are learning, you are having kavana to answer amen at the end of the bracha properly. Shelo tia amen yesoma, so you're not waiting too long for the amen, as we'll see later, that it should not be an amen yesoma. Even if you're careful about all that, gam kein lo yofeim osim, even though you're answering amen and you're answering the amen properly, that's still not appropriate to be done. Why? Sheim halom dem yifnu lelimudam, because if those who learn Torah turn to their learning during Chazar Shashatz, Ami Ha'aretz yilmudu mehem. The Ami Ha'aretz who are not learning are going to learn from these people. Shelo lahazen l'shlatzibur, not to listen to the chazan. V'yasku b'sicha b'teila chas v'shom, and they're going to get involved in stam shmuzing. V'nimtzu machatim es harabim. And it turns out that these Talmidei Chacham who are learning are causing the rest of the tzibur to sin. Let's look at note number 26. V'dafka k'shiyesh tisha sheshomim va'onim. This consideration is dafka when there are 9 people that are listening. She'oz lulei hachshash she'acherim yilmudu mimenu. Then if not for the problem of people learning from you, ha'yam mutter lo lilmud. Then it will be mutter to learn. Im yochol l'chavim esof ha'bracha. If you're able to be mechavim to answer amen properly at the end of the bracha. Aval k'she'ein tisha onim. But if you don't have 9 people answering, there Moshe says, shem ikradin chayiv hu la'atzim l'chol chazar shashash. Then ikradin, you have to listen to the chazar shashash. You're one of the 9. V'lo rak l'siyam ha'bracha. Not only at the end of the bracha. The Mishaburu will tell us later. V'gam im sayim tefila shmona esrei acharei shashatz klar hiskalas chazar shashatz. Even if one finished his silent shmona esrei after the chazan already started chazar shashatz, or Shlomo Zalman says shechayu l'shmoa es chazar shashatz ulechavin leberchosav. You still have to listen to the chazar shashatz and lechavin in the brachos. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach is telling us it's not all or nothing. Even if you were still finishing your shmona esrei when the chazan started, and by the time you finish, he's in the middle. Still, you're chayv to listen to chazar shashatz whatever you can. And so too, he goes on in the note to say by Kohanim that they have a heter to go out to wash their hands and they miss maybe a bracha or two, but they have to listen to the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei when they're in there. And so too, the Leviim. And then skipping the next paragraph, which we just summarized, v'afilu im shama me'ashatz rak chelek me'abracha, even if you only heard from the chazan part of the bracha, v'dileg v'lo shama dvarim shem ikir matbeya habracha, and you skipped and did not hear the main part of the bracha, the Chazon Ish says she'af al pi she'odom she'mispalel, even though if you were davening by yourself u'medalag aleihem and you would skip those ikar parts of the bracha, einu yotze yidei chovas tefilu, you would not be yotze the tefilu. Mikomakom ha'shomeya bedilu kazeh, but one who's listening to the chazan and misses those parts, yesh mitzvah af b'mash shoma. There still is a mitzvah on the parts that he hears. Kevan she'shoma inyonim she'esh b'hem shevach u'tehilos obakashos. Since you heard the parts that are praise or requests from Hashem, and therefore that's a mitzvah. So again, you see the same idea that Shlomo Zalman told us earlier. The Chazanist says over here, even if you only hear some of the brachos or some of a particular bracha, there still is a mitzvah to be listening and be mechaveh to the Chazar Shashatz. And then he ends off in the Ben Ish Chai in note 26, and he writes, one who's marach in his tefillah, and because of that he loses out on listening to Chazar Shashatz, the Ben Ish Chai says that there is no chisar in his tefillah because of that. Even al piso, that's okay. If a person davens so long and he misses Chazar Shashatz, that's okay because he is davening. In note 27, he points out on that which Mishabura said that because the Talmid Chacham will be learning during Chazar Shashatz, other Ami Aratzim are going to end up talking during Chazar Shashatz. According to that, it's mashma only if you're actually learning where it's nicker to other people that you're learning. But if you're just thinking and learning, it would be okay. And it's mashma that way from the Mishabur later on as well. Shekasa with the Mishabur writes that the kedusha lo yaharir b'divrei Torah says during kedusha one should not be thinking in Torah. Umashma that implies shebishar chazar shatz ein iser, that during the rest of chazar shatz no iser of thinking in Torah. And so too writes Hagon Ruchayim Kineyeski el shehoser shein roy linokain. He writes that even though it is mutter to think and learning, it's not appropriate to act that way. In terms of writing divrei Torah, Ruchayim Kineyeski says it's aser to take off one's tefillin during Chazar Shatz. We learned earlier that that's inappropriate. And also, to gather and collect tzedakah during Chazar Shatz, also that is as well inappropriate. One more note that we'll see over here, note number 28. A very stark note over here from Chaim Kineyevsky. He says that since by you learning, you're causing others to sin, v'lochein im kore shnayim mikra v'chatagim v'chazar shashatz, one who is learning shnayim mikra during the repetition of Shemona Esrei, Ruchayim Kineyevsky writes, sheyitochin shafilu b'di'evet lo yotzei dechova. It could be that even b'di'evet is not yotzei eschiv of shnayim mikra, mishum shei mitzvah haba b'avera, because it would be considered a mitzvah b'avera, v'lo yatzliach b'limudu zeh, and he won't be matzliach in this learning. That is a very important note from Ruchayim Kineyevsky. Continues the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud Ches. We said one should view himself, even if there's a big crowd in the minyan, that as if there's not nine people besides him, and he's needed to be mechavin to the brachos that the chazan is saying. Al kein yira lachatchila lachavin lishmoa kol habracha v'lo sov habracha levad. Therefore, one should see to it that lachatchila is mechavin for the whole bracha, not only for the end of the bracha. And in note number 29, which is in the back of the Sefer on page 35 at the bottom, he writes from the Mishabura earlier that it's mashma shigam kishi yesh rak shisha shesaimu tefilah shmona esrei, that even if only six people finish shmona esrei, yochal hashatz lahaschil gam kadesh v'gam chazar shashatz. The chazan is able to already start kadesh if it's at Mariv, or chazar shashatz if it's at Shachris or Mincha. V'chein kosav, Ruchayim Kineyevsky, Utshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, Bavonas Dibra Mishabura. So even though it's not perfectly clear from the Mishabura this way, it seems to be a steer in the Mishabura that in our sugya we seem to be going with the Mechaber that you have to have nine people answering Chazar Shashatz. Earlier we said in the Mishabura that when it comes to answering Kaddish, even if you have only six people, the Mishabura says it's okay. It's not good, the Mishabura argues over here, but Ruchayim Kineyevsky seems to understand that the Mishabura in both cases is understanding that as long as you have six, you can start Chazar Shashatz and you can start Kaddish. Rishlom Zalman Orbach is brought down in a note over there in Simon Nun Hei, Sivkot Lam Beis, and Rishlom Zalman is mechalik that over there it's talking about Kaddish, so before the Chazan starts Kaddish, there it's okay to have six people finish Shmona Esrei, you don't have to wait for everyone else. Masha'enki, when it comes to Chazar Shashatz, there you have to have nine people that are available to answer, like the Mechaber is Mashma over here, so he in fact is mechalik between Kaddish over there in Simon Nun Hei and Chazar Shashatz over here in Kuf Chavdal. By Chazar Shashatz, we need nine people. By Kaddish, all we need is six people. Says the Mishabura Vayter in Sivkotun Yutes, we said you should view yourself as if there are only nine people there. V'yichavin l'birchas hachazan. Says the Mishabura, v'ha'olam nohogin l'tzaref l'minyan u'l'hispalo Chazar Shashatz afilu mi sheyodin bo shemesiach v'eino shomea Chazar Shashatz kiroi. The Olam is noheg to join together in the minyan to start Chazar Shashatz, even those they know who are going to be talking, and they're not going to be listening to Chazar Shashatz. V'nirali, and it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the kigon zeh tov lehisnai kumo shekosa v'sefer shulchan shlomo. If this is the case, that you find yourself being the chazan, and you see they're counting in the people to make the minyan that are talking, and they're not going to pay attention to Chazar Shashatz, you should do the eights of the Shulchan Shlomo. What's that? Sheyasna Hashatz Beino Levein Atzmo B'Chazar Satzvila. He should make a tnai within himself, the chazan, when he's saying Chazar Shashatz. Shim lo yanu tisha amen acharav, that if nine people don't answer amen after him, v'yichavnu lebrachosav, and they'll be mechavin to his brachos, she yehei hatfila hahi b'toras nedava, that if nine people will answer, it will be a regular chazar shashatz. But if there won't be nine people answering because some are schmoozing and they're not paying attention, then his tfila would be a tfila as nedava. So says the Mishabura, since nowadays they're not so makpid in who the nine people are, so if one sees that he's the chazan and there are people that might be schmoozing and not paying attention, so one should have in mind that tonight, that if there aren't nine people listening and answering, then it should just be b'taras nedava. Obviously, that's only going to be the case, as they point out in note number 30, if it's during the week. However, if it is Shabbos or Yontif or Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, where we don't daven in nedava, there you can't make the tnai of a nedava, and therefore you should be more cautious that you have people that are going to pay attention to the chazar shashatz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Chaf, on that which Ramah says that there are those who say that everyone should be standing when the chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. Taimum, the reason is, Kevan Shemachavnim Vishomim Mishiat Sibur, since they're being Machavin and they're listening to the Shiat Sibur, Vishomea Kauna, and one who listens as if he's davening, Ukiilu Mispalim Ba'atzman Dami, and therefore it's as if they're davening themselves. And therefore, since it's as if you're davening yourself, the same way you stand when you're davening yourself, so if you're hearing the davening for someone else, and it's you're davening yourself, you should also be standing. And that was the minhag of the Kadmonim. The nowadays, in our great Averos, everyone seems to do whatever they want. And some people are sitting. Not only that, some people are sitting and they're also talking. Ubesoch are ba'amos la'shatz, and if you're within 4 amos of the shliat zibur, l'kuli alma aser medina leisha be'ez chazar shashat. Then, according to everyone, it's aser me'ikir adin to be sitting when the chazan is repeating shmon esrei, because you're within 4 amos from one who is in the middle of davening. We'll stop here, and in mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll pick up with sif hey.